You're listening to Proven Perspectives, a podcast with John Hawkins, the founder of Leadership Edge Incorporated. I'm Laura, John's daughter, and in each episode, we will explore a topic related to life, leadership, or mentoring. Through nearly 50 years of faith in Christ, John has learned proven life and leadership perspectives that will equip listeners for a lifestyle of leadership in their marriages, families, careers, communities, and churches. Hey, Dad.
Laura, how are you today?
I'm good. It's good to hear your voice. I'm not sure we've talked like on the phone since your cruise.
I know. Me and your mother, we just had a great time on this Southern Caribbean cruise.
That's so fun.
Oh, beautiful islands that we went to and great weather most of the time. And you know, those cruise ships, man, you can hardly sit down before you're eating. So it's just, you have to really watch out about the whole eating thing. But it was a great time.
Did you take the stairs? That's what I hear a lot of people say, is you just take the stairs everywhere. And at least you have this sense that you're balancing out all your extra calories.
Well, here's John's dirty little secret.
Okay.
I do that when I'm with Janet. But if I'm not with Janet, I usually take the elevator.
That's
so
hilarious.
Anyhow, Janet, if you're listening to this, I hope you'll understand that. But you know me, I tend to have to be in pretty desperate shape to go to the gym. But on the cruise ship, I actually
genetic.
Went to the gym a few times.
Oh, good.
Because I'm like, John, you've got to do something to break this cycle. So
that's hilarious.
Anyhow.
Well,
it was a fun time.
It sounds like a lot of fun. Well, good. Well, and so are you guys back in the swing of things?
Yes, we are. We're a little over a week back, and it's interesting. It's been pretty cold and dreary in North Carolina. And so we're kind of thinking, man, it was so warm and nice in the Caribbean. But it's great to be back in Durham and be, you know, with our work here and with our church and our friends. And
awesome.
So it's good to be back.
Well, so, and tell me about this past weekend. What were you up to?
Yeah, it's a great time. Our church had kind of every year about this time of year, we have what they call a cabaret. And it's basically kind of homegrown talent in our church that puts on a show. And some of it's amazing, like extraordinary talent. And some of it is kind of more on my level, but just a great fun time. And I actually was called up front and was made a complete buffoon of. So I'm sitting there praying that I will not be called on. I'm like literally praying that I will not be called on. And of course, I was called on. And then there was this silly skit where I was a complete idiot. But anyhow.
Anyway.
But that was Friday. And then Saturday, it was such a great opportunity. I met with a young military officer mm-hmm. who has been mentored through Leadership Edge and who's actually gone through our mentor training. And he's married, got a couple of kids, in some ways in completely over his head,
mm-hmm.
and yet in some ways just really thriving, and especially just learning and just being compelled to, you know, be God's man in his spheres of influence. So we just had a great meeting of, you know, him kind of catching me up on where he's at and what's going on in his life, and me doing the same. And then, you know, I was, you know, pretty vulnerable and authentic in what I shared. And then he's like, well, since you're so honest, I'm going to tell you even more. And so he tells me more, and good discussion. And then a great time to wrap up in prayer. Mm-hmm. And the interesting thing about mm-hmm. that wonderful mentoring meeting was it was all done online.
Hmm.
We were not in the same room. We were using web-based meeting, Zoom service, mm-hmm. and it was just a great meeting that took place on the web.
That's awesome. Well, Dad, that's a perfect pivot to our topic for this episode, which is practical tips for long-distance mentoring. So, and also I should mention now, so I don't forget, in the show notes, we'll link to a document on this topic if you would like to see kind of all of this information laid out. But Dad, tell me more about this.
Well, we've just found through the decades of Leadership Edge that there really is a place for what we call long distance mentoring or remote mentoring. And usually that being around some kind of web-based video meeting like Zoom or GoToMeeting or WebEx, something like that.
Okay.
We don't at all recommend it to be kind of the standard or the normal thing you use. But we've seen that there are a lot of times where doing a web-based meeting or perhaps a phone call meeting can be very helpful and can kind of fill in when it's just really hard to get together. Because you know how it is, people's schedules, things change, and you thought you could meet and then you can't, or you know, all of a sudden you're traveling, or maybe you have a sick family member at home and you're not really able to get out for a meeting. Or it could be that you've been in a mentoring relationship you know, in the past, and you're wanting to continue that, but one of you has moved. And so the idea that you can continue on in the mentoring relationship through a web-based video meeting or a phone call is just a really helpful tool to use.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, so how do you determine whether remote mentoring is a good fit for your particular mentoring relationship? Like, when would it just be better to say, you know what, let's just wait a couple weeks, and when is it good to go ahead and have the meeting online?
Yeah, well, that's always a judgment call, I think. It could very well be that, you know, stuff has just happened, and really the best solution is, why don't we just skip next time?
Okay.
And I think, you know, the mentor and mentee need to kind of together decide what that is. But I think that just having a remote meeting mindset or a long-distance mentoring meeting mindset, it helps you to see that there are other options. That if one of, you know, with all the reasons I gave a minute ago, if someone's traveling or a family member's sick or whatever, that doesn't on its face mean that mentoring can't happen.
Yeah.
And so I think it's just a case-by-case situation. And I think another thing to keep in mind is if you do decide to go with a long-distance mentoring meeting or mentoring session, you can do it a couple of different ways. You can, you know, replicate how you would normally do a mentoring meeting. Like with Leadership Edge, we tend to say they're kind of 75 minutes in length, and you pray at the beginning, you spend 20, 25 minutes catching up, each of you personally, and then you have a 20 or 25 minute discussion on a pre-agreed topic or something you're reading together. And then you kind of summarize your time, talk about next steps, and then pray together, and do that in a 75 minute session. And you can easily do that and a web meeting and a video meeting.
Yeah.
But alternatively, you know, especially if there's just a lot going on, you could say, and I've done this a number of times, why don't we meet next week, either web meeting or phone, and we just make it a 20-minute kind of check-in.
Yeah.
And, you know, we pray, each of us kind of quickly tell where we're at, and then we pray together. And that will be the meeting in the course of, you know, 15 to 30 minutes, to where it's not a full-blown mentoring meeting, but it kind of fills in the gap well, to where no one is, you know, the relationship isn't left hanging. There's a catch-up. You're aware of each other. You're aware of how to pray for each other because you've met, but you've done it again in 15, 20, maybe 30 minutes in time.
Yeah. No, that's awesome. Well, and it was helpful to me hearing you lay out the structure, like that the structure would be that of a normal mentoring meeting. It actually kind of made me think of, because, you know, it's funny, like being your daughter, we can talk on the phone, you know, I mean, I can call you whenever, but I was thinking about how much, and of course, doing this podcast is not like a normal mentoring type relationship, but just the benefit of, like, I feel like you and I, whenever we're together in person and get coffee, we always have a great time, great conversation. And us doing this podcast together has been this really, like, just I just feel like a total God thing, but getting to learn from you, and there is more of like a structured, you have me read something and then we discuss it, you know? Mm-hmm. So, anyways, that's kind of neither here nor there, but I feel like in a way this is almost like a chance for me to be mentored by you. But so, yeah,
and let me just add in something to that, Laura. I think one of the reasons why you and I meeting remotely, whether it's by phone or web meetings or through the podcast, I think one of the reasons that works is because we have such a history of face-to-face, really throughout the whole years of your life, but especially when we are in the same city and can go for coffee or something like that. So, and I think that kind of points out that I don't think it's the best approach to start a new mentoring relationship and doing it from the get-go long distance. Mm-hmm. Now, I have done that on occasions, but those are kind of exceptional situations.
Yeah,
I think that it's better as a fill-in or a replacement of a relationship that's been going on and that for whatever reason now long-distance mentoring is a good option.
Got it. And so is that because otherwise you don't really have a good enough read of the person to really know them and go to a deep level?
That's my sense. And, and this could be a personal thing, you know, just kind of how John's wired. But I just, in a new relationship of any kind, whether it's a working relationship or a, you know, a relationship with someone at our church or, you know, whatever, the more I can have kind of in the room time with them or doing stuff together, time with them in the early months of the relationship, it helps me to get confident that I know who they are, I know what they're about, I know how to relate to them, and hopefully they feel the same to me, so that then when you're on a web meeting or a phone call and that actual proximity is missing, you have the background to where you actually, you know, you feel like you still know who they are. I think this is one of the reasons why I think video meetings are much better than phone calls.
Okay.
And the reason is, and again, this may be a particular thing to how I'm wired, but just being able to see their face helps me to really kind of confirm that I'm understanding what they're saying, that I can see their facial expressions, that I can see kind of their general, you know, overall countenance and just their kind of their demeanor.
Yep.
And it helps me to feel confident that as I'm listening to them, as I'm relating, as I'm sharing my story with them, that I know where they're at. Whereas if it's a phone call, it's just trickier. And I tend to think that if the mentoring meeting is going to be a phone call, that you might lean more towards the abbreviated 15 to 30 minute version. I think it's just harder to have like a 75 minute meeting where it's just voice to voice.
Interesting. Okay. Well, so let's get into some of the practicals. Like, you've done this a lot, so help us who haven't done this as much learn. What are some of the challenges to remote mentoring? And so that we can kind of think through how to work around that.
Yeah. Well, one of the obvious challenges is technology, you know, to where you both have computers that aren't all clunked up. That you have really strong, consistent Wi-Fi connection, and that both of you are able to use the technology that's out there, again, whether it's Zoom or GoToMeeting or WebEx or whichever one you decided, or if you're both on Apple, you know, FaceTime, to where you're both comfortable with the technology that you're going to use, and you don't end up spending half of your time trying to get it to work.
Yeah.
Because that can just be extraordinarily frustrating if the technology becomes kind of a thing in itself. And honestly, I've found that if you're trying to do a web meeting, like a mentoring meeting, and the technology is just not cutting it. After a few tries, I would recommend that, well, one, I'd recommend you pray and just to ask God to get the technology working. But if it doesn't get working, I would say you just drop off and get on the phone with each other. Because in that situation, I do think phone is better than trying to fight the beast of technology that you just can't figure out.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, you know, I think one of the challenges is the technology. And I think another challenge is that it really helps if both of you are in a place that is fairly quiet, that doesn't have a lot of background noise or a lot of stuff going on. Because, you know, if one of you is in, you know, like the middle of Grand Central Station, you know, it's going to be distracting for you, but it's also really going to be distracting for the person who's not, who's hearing all that background noise and is trying to figure out how do we communicate with all that stuff going on.
Yeah.
So I think finding, you know, a location that works. You know, another thing, depending on how distant you are, is just getting the time zones to work.
Mm-hmm.
Where I have done, you know, some web meeting mentoring sessions where I was in the U.S. and people I was meeting with were either in the Middle East or the Far East.
Yeah.
And just figuring out when do you ever find a time that works for both of you.
Yeah.
So that can be a bit complicated. And then I think one other challenge, sometimes weakness, can be sometimes we can be a little more surfacey. I don't know if that's really a word. When we're not in the room together, to where it takes us a little bit longer to kind of get comfortable, to get real, to be honest with each other.
Yeah.
And so I think sometimes in a web-based or phone call mentoring session, you just need to give it some time to where both of y'all are present, you're connected, and you're ready to kind of get into each other's stories.
Yeah, no, thanks. Those are really helpful. I think those are great things to think through ahead of time, so that we don't end up wasting a lot of time kind of learning those lessons ourselves. So perfect. Okay, so now we've kind of talked about the challenges. What are some of the best practices that you'd suggest?
Yeah, well, some of the best practices are kind of the opposite of what I just said. You meaning finding a quiet place, getting comfortable with the technology, you know, having computers and Wi-Fi that work well together, being able to negotiate time zones and that kind of stuff. But I think that another best practice is, you know, we say in Leadership Edge Mentoring that we advise that the mentoring meeting always begins with prayer, it always ends with prayer.
Yeah.
And that sometimes there's prayer in the middle. And I think that just because it's remote mentoring or long distance mentoring doesn't mean that's any less needed. In fact, I would say it's even more needed because you're having to factor in the whole technology working right kind of stuff.
Yeah, so, we've encountered this.
Yeah, so I think just the dependence upon God, both to hold the meeting together, but also to guide the meeting when you're not in the same room, but His Holy Spirit is in each of your rooms, and His Holy Spirit is alive in both of you and is drawing each of you to Himself as your Father and to each other as brothers and sisters. And so I think another best practice is, if anything, be more vigilant to begin and end the sessions in prayer, and perhaps even pray during the middle of them, because
and when you
really
say,
need the Lord's help. Yeah.
When you say pray in the middle of them, is that like, you know, as you guys are talking about something, if there's something that comes up that you can think, oh yeah, we should pray about like a wise, you know, wise counsel or whatever, or just like just stopping in the middle to pray about the technology?
Well, I think definitely the first thing you said, just if you... Like I was in a meeting, let's say yesterday, and we were getting ready to talk about a new topic. And as I transitioned us to that topic, the guy I was with, he said, could I just pray for us before we get into that?
That's awesome.
And so he was just realizing, you know, new topic, and this is something we both need some wisdom on. So I think that, but then also praying about the technology. I don't know that I've ever stopped and prayed that God would keep the technology working, but especially if it starts not working.
Okay.
Before you jump into trying to solution, especially if you're a guy, you're going to immediately start trying to solution it.
Got it.
And I would say just be sure to pray and ask for God's, you know, help to hold the technology together as you're meeting.
Awesome. Dad, this is great. I feel like this is very practical, helpful tips for this topic. So yeah, thanks so much. Is there, was there anything else that you wanted to make sure to mention?
Well, you know, in Leadership Edge, we say that the prayerful investment in the life of a young leader is one way God's given you to change the world. And I hope that the topic today is just a simple discussion for the listeners in removing one potential barrier from them prayerfully investing in the life of a young leader. Because with the pace that we all live with and with the changes that come every day in our schedules, there's just going to be times where it is more difficult to be in the same room with your mentee. And like we said at the beginning, sometimes that's, you know, that's just great and just cancel and meet, you know, the next week or something like that. But we just want you to have in your back pocket, you know, another solution. And that solution is you can always get on a web meeting with each other. You can always get on a phone call with each other. And even if it's an abbreviated meeting, you can at least have enough time to pray together, to catch up with where each other's at, and to figure out how to encourage and strengthen each other quickly, and then to pray together for each other at the end. So we're just hoping that this has been a simple discussion for you that you can put in your back pocket as a mentor, and the Lord will kind of prompt you when would be a good time to use this with the person that you're serving as a mentor.
Yeah, totally. Well, and I think the things that stick with me from what you've said, one, and this was kind of something you said in passing at the beginning, but being in especially intentional, like in a FaceTime meeting or something like that, about being vulnerable and honest first, because I do think you're right that it could be easy, and maybe especially with my generation or younger, but to kind of, you know, not go as deep. I think service relationships are always a tendency. So just being especially intentional about being open and honest. And then one of the things about, I mean, pretty much every time I talk to you that I walk away with, but just the importance of depending on God and like being prayerful throughout the meeting. And maybe also thinking through the challenges ahead of time and planning for those so that it's as unfrustrating as possible. So yeah, I got a lot of great tips out of this. Thanks so much, Dad.
Oh, you bet. And just a reminder to our listeners that what we're about in Leadership Edge is helping emerging leaders, young men and women in their late teens, 20s, early 30s, helping them to embrace the personal vision statement that we use, which is by God's grace to step forward as God's man or woman in my spheres of influence to serve His purposes for His glory. That's the core foundational thought of Leadership Edge Mentoring. And we hope that that's a vision that you can use in your mentoring relationships and in your own life. And then also want to remind you that we are a 501c3 nonprofit organization, and we're always looking for funding and for new donors and ongoing donors. So if any of our listeners are interested in becoming a donor to Leadership Edge, all they need to do is go to our website, lead-edge.com. And at the top of the first front page, there's a donate button, and they can go there and it'll instruct them on how they can become a funding partner with us at Leadership Edge.
Awesome. Thanks, Dad. All right, listeners, thanks for joining us.
Listeners, if you would like to find out more about John's thoughts on life, leadership, and mentoring, please go to the Leadership Edge website at www.lead-edge.com. Or if you have questions or ideas of topics for future podcasts, please reach out to us at lai@lead-edge.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
You're listening to Proven Perspectives, a podcast with John Hawkins, the founder of Leadership Edge Incorporated. I'm Laura, John's daughter, and in each episode we will explore a topic related to life, leadership, or mentoring. Through nearly 50 years of faith in Christ, John has learned proven life and leadership perspectives that will equip listeners for a lifestyle of leadership in their marriages, families, careers, communities, and churches.